shot him in the face with my sword off. Man, his head blew up like a chihuahua stuffed with M80s. I was picking brains out of my teeth for the next week.
Oh, yeah. I've been there before.
Fucking chihuahua.
Well, thank you for that informative story. Maybe next time, instead of shooting him in the face, you could, I don't know, talk things out over a cup of coffee.
I only shot him once.
I know, and that's really great progress. It's just, there's room for growth. Being a rageaholic is tough, but there are a lot of ways to handle a situation like that. Does anybody else have any ideas on how he could have better handled that situation?
He could have shot him in the kneecap.
Huh? Yeah. That's right. He couldn't have done that. That's a great idea.
I thought of that. Yeah.
There was this one time we were sneaking up on the enemy camp, and we came across this little girl. Now, I knew that she would give away our position, but I didn't want to kill her because, well, you know, she's just a little girl.
So what did you do?
I shot her in the knee.
Huh. Didn't you scream?
Oh, yeah. Turns out my whole group ended up getting captured and tortured pretty bad. Looking back, probably wasn't the best way of handling the situation. But hindsight is 20/20.
I was kind of thinking of something that didn't involve guns.
Oh. Guns, jeez. What the hell? I don't want to do that.
Wait a minute. So you mean, instead of a gun, we should have used, tomahawk?
No, that's not really what I had.
Or a panga.
No, that is not.
Or a volley saw.
No, not that. You're missing the point.
How about a hand grenade?
No. Yes. Don't use your guns. Instead, you should cut, stab, and explode everyone. You're really getting the point of these meetings. Making real progress. I'm really proud. And will you please put the pin back in the grenade?
Sorry.
Look, since this is the last meeting of the year, I thought it would be nice if we could get into the Christmas spirit.
Finally, I thought you'd never ask. Come on, Mrs. Claus, come sit on Santa's lap. I saved the world.
What am I supposed to say to that?
Oh, it doesn't matter what you say.
Look, we're going to read The Night Before Christmas. When I was a little girl, my father used...
Yeah, I like him young.
Oh, Jesus Christ! Look, I'll start, and then I'll pass it along, and we'll all take turns. 'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
That's usually when they attack.
What? When who attacks?
Injuns.
You mean Indians?
Yeah, that's what I said, Injuns. They attack at night. Well, sometimes that is, you see. See, Injuns is notional, folks. You don't know if they're really going to attack at night or not. I mean, regularly they might do that, but like I said, they're notional. You never know what they're thinking. Depends on the medicine is really what it's about. I mean, sometimes they'll just be hooting and hollering, just building up their medicine. Sometimes they're waiting for something to happen, and, well, I mean, who knows, because you can't ever tell notions of something that's notional, you know what I mean? I mean, because they is notional. I met this one engine change his mind 3 times in 3 minutes.
Okay, are you done?
Yeah, I guess so.
Anyway, the stockings were hung by
saying they're notional, that's all.
Thank you! Thank you for that. And for anyone out there that didn't know, Injuns is notional. You never know what they're gonna do. Moving on. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. All right, who wants to go next?
I'll do it. And Mama in her kerchief, and I in my cap, had just settled down for a long winter's nap, when out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from the bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash. Tore open the windows, threw up the sash. The moon, on the breast of the new-fallen snow, gave the luster of midday to objects below. When, what to my wondering eyes should appear? But, Charlie, all around us, all around us. Then they came at us like the hand of God. I fired my rifle, turning those bastards into raw meat. They kept coming. I couldn't stop them. Then, boom! A grenade went off. Help me! Help me! I see Frank crying at the top of his lungs. Then I saw him, both legs blown clean off. His feet were lying 10 feet to the left. You bastards!
Whoa. I don't really remember the night before Christmas being that, intense.
All right, it's my fucking turn. When what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick.
Dad, I'm bored! Is it time to go?
Damn it, boy, what did I tell you about interrupting? I'll be done in a fucking minute!
But...
Now, god fucking damn it! More rapid than eagles his courses they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on
Donner and Blitzen!
God damn it, boy!
Now would be a good time to practice some of our non-firearm related rage handling techniques.
Oh yeah, right.
Holy shit! Well, at least you were calm enough to give him a warning throw.
Yeah, it fucking slipped on me.
Now that's some fine parenting. You gotta have a firm hand with those young. Well, you know it, they'll be running around raping women and killing bucks if you don't set the rules early.
You said it. Hell, my dad used to beat me pretty much constantly. Look how good I turned out.
Yeah. Well, I guess my turn now. Well, let's see here. All right. To the top of the porch. To the top of the wall. Now dash away! Dash away! Dash away, all goddammit! As dry leaves and before the wild hurricane fly when they meet with an obstacle and mount to the sky. So up to the housetop, the coursers they flew with a sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas, too. Then in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing each little hoof as I drew in my hand and was turning around.
Oh, what the fuck was that?
What? Oh, that's just my horse.
What do you mean, your horse?
You know, four-legged big old thing standing in the corner.
Has he been here the whole time?
Oh, yeah, he does that a lot. Sometimes he'll just make one or two noises and then he'll just be real quiet like he's not there at all. See that? There he goes again. Make a little noise and real quiet. Anyway, down the chimney, St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back. He looked like a pepper just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled. His dimples, how... Shit! Shit, everyone down!
What is it? What is happening?
Indians!
What? Indians? But we're in New Jersey!
I told you they was notional! Yeah! It's the Viet Cong! No, they neither! It's the Indians!
I hate India! Yeah!
Will somebody fucking finish the fucking poem? I'm fucking double parked!
Oh, yeah. It's my turn anyway. His cheeks were like roses. His nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow. And the beard, his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth. And the smoke, it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. This talking about Santa gets you sweaty, baby.
What? No!
'Cause he was chubby and plump. A right jolly old elf. And I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk. Say, baby, speaking of jerk...
What the hell is wrong with you? How can you take the night before Christmas and make it in any way sexual? Seriously, how fucked up do you have to be?
Well, it's 'cause...
Oh, God, I'm so lonely. I can't spend another Christmas alone. That's why I screw everything that breathes and treat women like crap. Oh, God, it hurts so bad. I'm so lonely. I once had sex with a chick made of rock. A fucking rock, that's granite. Do you have any idea how much that chafes? They don't make condoms to fix that. Mama! Mama!
So a blowjob's out of the question then.
What the fuck do you think?
Mama! Mama!
Jesus Christ, these guys are so fucked up.
I'm still in the room.
Shut up, One-Eye! Where's my fucking book? And laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I hear him exclaim ere he drove out of sight, Merry Christmas to all!
God damn it, Molly!
And to all a good night!
And to all a good night.
Die, you commie bastards!
Good God, that is one crazy fucker.